الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد. اللهم ولا أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة الباقية لأعدائهم ومنكر فضائلهم وغاصب حقوقهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We are gathered today to mourn the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, a person who became symbol of justice itself. When a Christian writer of Lebanon gives the title to the book on the biography of Ali, he says, "Sawtu adalat al-insaniyya," the voice of human justice. Who was Ali? And I would like to actually share with you some words of one of his close companions by the name of Sa'sa bin Sawhan. Sa'sa bin Sawhan was not only a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was an eloquent orator in his own right. Actually, sometimes he would even be asked Imam to give a speech in his presence. Muslims look at the political positions and then they assign honor and prestige to those who hold those positions. And this is what I would like to say, who was Ali in the views of Sa'sa bin Sawhan. Look at the majority of Muslims, even in their theological works, if you ask them who was the most important after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will just automatically read the list of the Khulafa. And so for them, Khilafat itself was a position which gives honor and prestige to the holder of that position. But Sa'sa bin Sawhan had a very interesting view on this issue. When Imam Ali alayhi salam gave the first public speech about Khilafat, this is when the people actually accepted him as their leader. At the end of the speech, Sa'sa stood up and in his very eloquent manner said something which was profound. He said to Ali, "Zayyanta al-Khilafa wa ma zayyanatka." O Ali, you adorned the institution of Khilafat. It did not adorn you. The Khilafat became more zinat because of you. وَرَفَعْتَهَا وَمَا رَفَعَتْكَ. You elevated the status of Khilafat. It did not elevate you. وَهِيَ إِلَيْكَ أَحْوَجُ مِنْكَ إِلَيْهَا. And the Khilafat is more in need of you than you in need of it. And this is where we have to realize that Ali is a person in his own league. Don't compare with the companions, other companions of Rasulullah. No. They might be honored because of what they had, the Khilafat. But Ali is the one who gives the honor and elevation to the institution of Khilafat by itself by accepting it. Because Khilafat in the view of Ali was not an aim by itself. It was only a means of implementing a just rule. If justice cannot be implemented, then Khilafat or government, in the views of Ali, has no value at all. In three different places, in three different contexts, Amir al-Mu'mineen actually describes that if there is a government which cannot implement a just rule, then it is not more than the sneezing of a goat. Just think about it. He's using very, local situation of that time. He says the way you hear the sneezing of the goat A government which cannot implement justice is not more than that, or not more worthier than a patched up pair of sandals. You know, even the shoes which needs repair, you know, the government which cannot implement justice is not more worth than that. And then he has another description where he says, a government which cannot implement justice among the people is not more important than the leaf in the mouth of a locust. Now, this last description is very interesting, and I would like to share with you the story behind it. Once in Kufa, a person by the name of Ash'as bin Qais, he was from the Munafiqeen. Later on, you know, he joined Muawiyah, even against Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and his son became one of the commanders of the Yazidi forces in Karbala against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so Ash'as bin Qais came to Amir al-Mu'mineen one day with a flask of honey or a bottle of honey. Now remember, honey is sweet. But when Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at the circumstances in which this person, As'ash bin Qais, is bringing this item, you know, he realized that, you know, this is not normal. Because there was a case going on against As'ash bin Qais in the court, in the Khilafat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And so for Ali, this honey was no more sweet. It actually was a poison, because this was being presented as a bribery. So Ali asked him very clearly, Asila am zakat aw sadaqah? What is this? Compensation for something? Or zakat? Or charity? فَذَٰلِكَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. This is haram for us, especially the descendants of the Prophet, for Banu Hashim. So he immediately said, no, this is just a hadiyah. This is a gift I brought for you. And that is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أُعْتِيتَ الْأَقَالِيمَ السَّبْعَ بِمَا تَحْتَ أَفْلَاكِهَا أَلَا أَنْ أَعْصِ اللَّهَ فِي نَمَلَةٍ. I would like you to pay attention to the words. It says, even if I am given all the domains of the seven heavens with all that exists under their skies so that I may disobey Allah in as little as أَسْلُبُهَا جِلْبَ شَعِيرَةٍ. If I am asked to give, you know, if I am given all these things in return for just one disobedience of Allah by snatching one grain of barley from an ant, مَا فَعَلْتُهُ. He says, I will, by Allah, I will not do so. وَإِنَّ دُنْيَاكُمْ عِنْدِي لَأَهْوَنُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ فِي فَمِ جَرَادَةٍ تَقْضَمُهَا. Because for me, your world is less in value than the leaf in the mouth of a locust that it is chewing. And this is where we have to realize that Ali, you know, when he was talking about it, this is not something, you know, of that time. He is a universal personality for us. His words also have relevance even now, especially when we talk about the concept of a just rule. This is the need of the time. And that is why people, when they look at the life of Ali bin Abi Talib, they always remember him and look at him as a role model for problems, even during our time. Salawat par ne ikbara. And so for Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khilafat, or a government, you know, was not an aim and a goal by itself. And remember that the goal does not justify the means. Even the means to that goal has to be legit. Even though Khilafat and government was the right of Ali, but he refused to take it by force. When an individual like Abu Sufyan came after the events of Saqifah and offered his support and support of his own tribe of Banu Umayyah to him, and Ali said, go away, I don't want your support. Because getting a Khilafat by your means would be that going through the means which is unjustified. I began my brief talk in this majlis, and we normally keep it very brief because there is another majlis, inshallah, in the evening. I started with Sa'sa bin Sawhan, a very close companion of Ali ibn Abi Talib, was actually included by the family among those who attended the funeral of Ali. So he was very close to the Ahlul Bayt. I would like to now end with a short poem by a courageous lady from the tribe of Hamdaniya. Her name was Sa'da bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar. And this is, sometimes after the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, where Muawiyah now has the control of the entire Muslim domain at that time. And one of his senior army officers sent to her area in Yemen was being very unjust, especially in trying to get the zakat and the tax from them. And so the tribe wanted to send a petition to Muawiyah against that officer. And they couldn't find somebody more courageous than this lady by the name of Sauda bint Ammara. She was a poetess in her own right, and in the Battle of Siffin, she was with her tribe, composing poetry to encourage the soldiers from her tribe to go ahead and fight in the name of Ali against Muawiyah. So even the camp of Muawiyah knew him and knew her. They knew about her words and her role in Siffin. And so the tribe asked Sauda bint Ammara that, why don't you represent us and take our petition to Muawiyah? So she goes to Damascus, and then after getting permission to see Muawiyah, before she was admitted in the chamber of Muawiyah, the people around him, they said, who is this lady? This is the lady who used to say so and so. And they quoted her verses, which she had composed in Siffin against Muawiyah and in support of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So already, Muawiyah is kind of biased against her now. And when she brought the petition of her tribe to Muawiyah, complaining about his senior army officer sent in that region, Muawiyah was very arrogant. And he basically didn't show any sense of compassion towards her. And that is where Sauda actually even said that if you do not dismiss this officer, then we will have to deal with him. So there was also, so there is a plea and petition as well as kind of threat. And Muawiyah didn't take it very, positively, kind of started abusing her. At that time, Sauda extemporally, this is her talent. She recited a couple of lines of poetry where she says, صَلَّ الْإِلَهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ تَضَمَّنَهُ قَبْرٌ فَعَصْبَهَا فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. May Allah shower blessings on a person whose body was contained by the grave, and so justice was buried with him. قَدْ حَالَفَ الْحَقِّ لَا يَبْغِ بِهِ ثَمَنًا فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْإِيمَانِ مَقْرُونًا. He pledged to the truth that he would not sell it at any cost. So he became one with the truth and the faith. This is very important, where she is referring to this person, saying that, when he died and when he was buried, فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. It was not only that person who was buried, rather, even justice was buried with him. So Muawiyah says, whom are you referring to? And she said, I am remembering Ali ibn Abi Talib, because I went to him also with a similar request of one of his revenue officers while he was doing his nafila prayers. When he finished, he turned to me and he says, what is your issue? when I presented my request, you know, he raised his hands up and he said, "Oh Allah, be witness. I have not allowed my officers to treat the citizens in this way." And he immediately recalled the officer for investigation and to find out his side of the story. And so this is where she's saying that when I look at your behavior, O Muawiyah, lack of compassion in you, the arrogance that I see, I remember the example of Ali. And it seems that when Ali was buried, it was not only Ali who was buried, even justice was buried with Ali. And that is Ali ibn Abi Talib, in the words of Sa'sa bin Sawhan, one companion, and Sauda bin Ammara, you know, another companion of that time. And this is where they see that these people have lived with Ali. They have sensed Ali. They have felt the justice and compassion and mercy of Ali. Azadaran Hussain, aaj hum jama hue hain Amir al-Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib ki shahadat ki yaad mein. Majlis ko zyada hame tool nahi dena hai. Unwan hamara yahan tha adl. Insaan jab behtar halaat mein hota hai aur agar adl se kaam leta hai to ye ek baat hai, lekin masaib mein giraftar ho, pareshani mein giraftar ho, aziyat mein ho, takleef mein ho, lekin phir bhi adl ke daman ko na chhode, ye ek kamal ki baat hai. Ali ke zaat mein aap dekhen, sar pe zarbat lagayi hai ibn muljim ne, abhi masjidi mein hai, us mal'oon ko laya jata hai. Jab nazar Ali ki jati hai ibn muljim ke chehre par, to bete se kya kehte hain? Kehte hain, beta iski aankhon ko dekho, iski aankhon mein khauf nazar aa raha hai, ye dara hua hai. Irfiq bi asirik, beta iske saath meherbani ke saath pesh aana. جس پر امام نے کہا تھا امام حسن نے بابا یہ وصیت آپ اس کے لیے کر رہے ہیں جس پر علی نے کہا تھا بیٹا اپنے معیار کو برقرار رکھنا تم اہل بیت نبوی ہو تمہارا معیار ہی کچھ اور ہے اس کو نہ دیکھو اپنے معیار کو دیکھو اور اس کے ساتھ شفقت و مہربانی کے ساتھ پیش آنا جب تک یہ تمہارا اسیر رہے اور اسی لیے ہم لوگ دیکھتے ہیں کہ جب امام کو گھر پہ لایا گیا طبیب کو بلایا گیا طبیب نے معائنے کے بعد جب یہ کہا کہ زہر کا اثر جو ہے مغز تک پہنچ رہا ہے بچنے کی امید نہیں ہے علی آپ وصیتیں شروع کر دیں اور آخر میں وہ گھر والوں کو یہ کہتا ہے کہ علی کو کھانے پینے میں کچھ نہ دیا جائے سوائے دودھ کے نو سولڈ فوڈ ایٹ آل صرف دودھ کی اس نے بات کی تھی ایک بیان ہم نے جو آغائے شیخ کافی 70s میں بہت ہی مشہور خطیب تھے ایران کے ہم نے سنا ہے اور وہ عجیب غریب عنوان ہے امیر المومنین کی محبوبیت کا عدل کی بات تو ہم کرتے ہیں لیکن کس طرح سے وہ غریبوں کے ساتھ جو بے سہارا بچے تھے جو یتیم بچے تھے جو بیوائیں تھے ان کے ساتھ امیر المومنین جو شفقت کے عنوان سے جب ان کے ساتھ برتاؤ کرتے تھے اس کی ایک مثال دیکھیں یہ بات جو ہے کوفہ میں پھیل گئی کہ طبیب نے جواب دے دیا ہے اور یہ کہا ہے کہ علی صرف دودھ کا استعمال کر سکتے ہیں عزاداران حسین کچھ واقعات بیان کرتے ہیں آئے کافی وہ کہتے ہیں کہ کچھ وہ بچے جو محلے میں تھے خصوصاً وہ بچے جو بے سہارا تھے جو یتیم تھے اور جن کی سرپرستی علی فرماتے تھے ان دنوں میں ان دو دن ضربت اور شہادت کے درمیان جب ان کی ماں ان کے سامنے دودھ کا پیالہ رکھتی تھی تو وہ بچے کہتے تھے کہ ماں مجھے دودھ نہیں چاہیے آج اس دودھ کو میرے مولا کے گھر پہنچا دے طبیب نے کہا ہے کہ علی کو جو ہے صرف دودھ دیا جائے ایک امام حسن کے ایک
روایت وہ بیان کرتے ہیں, کہتے ہیں کہ ابھی گھر کے باہر ہی کھڑے تھے تو دیکھتے ہیں کہ ایک خاتون آتی ہیں اپنے دو تین بچوں کے ساتھ, اور امام حسن جانتے تھے کہ ان کے پاس صرف ایک گائے ہے جس کے دودھ سے یہ روزانہ جو ہے وہ بیچتی ہیں, اور جو رقم ملتی ہے اس سے کھانا خریدتی ہیں اپنے بچوں کے لیے, اور علی ان کی بھی کفالت کر رہے تھے. تو جب وہ دودھ لے کے آئے ہیں تب امام حسن نے کہا کہ بھئی یہ تمہاری روزی ہے, اس کے ذریعے تمہارا کھانا آتا ہے, جب جو یہ بیچتی ہو ضرورت نہیں ہے, لوگوں نے کافی دودھ جو ہے گھر پہ پہنچا دیا ہے. اس وقت وہ یہی کہتی ہیں کہ ان بچوں کا اصرار تھا کہ آج ہم دودھ نہیں پئیں گے بلکہ میرے مولا کے لیے لے لیا جائے. حضرت علی حسین جب بھی امیر المومنین کے سامنے دودھ کا پیالہ رکھا جاتا تھا, مولا آدھا پیالہ دودھ کا جو ہے پیتے تھے اور اس کے بعد واپس دے دیتے تھے گھر والوں کو, یہ کہتے ہوئے کہ اس کو جو ہے ابن ملجم کو دے دو, یہ نہ ہو کہ میری تیمارداری میں تم اس کے دیکھ بھال کو بھول جاؤ. عزداران حسین یہ اتنا ملعون تھا کہ ایک بار جناب ام کلثوم کہتی ہے تم نے کیا کیا ہے, اس وقت وہ کہتا ہے ام کلثوم کو کی اذیت کو اور بڑھانے کے لیے, ملعون کہتا ہے کہ ایسا زہر میں نے استعمال کیا ہے کہ تمہارے بابا بچ نہیں سکتے ہیں. عزداران حسین وہ آخری وقت بھی آتا ہے کہ جب آخری بار جب پیالہ دودھ کا دیا گیا, امیر المومنین نے مکمل طور پہ دودھ کو تناول فرمایا اور اب کی کچھ چھوڑا نہیں ابن ملجم کے لیے. فرماتے ہیں کہ دنیا میں سے میری آخری روزی ہے, بس میرا آخری وقت آ چکا ہے. عزداران حسین عجب نہیں کہ امیر المومنین اپنے گھر والوں کے ساتھ اور اصحاب کو ایک پیغام دے رہے ہیں کہ دیکھو تکلیف کے عالم میں بھی جو میرا قاتل بنا ہے اس کو بھی ہم بھولتے نہیں ہیں, تکلیف کے عالم میں بھی ہم نے اس کے کھانے پینے کا خیال رکھا ہے. دیکھو میرا بیٹا حسین ایک وقت آئے گا کربلا میں اور اس کے ساتھ ایک ششماہا ہوگا جو میرا ہم نام ہوگا, جب پیاس سے یہ پریشان رہیں گے اور جب حسین اس ششماہے کو لے کے آئے ہم تم سے دودھ نہیں مانگتے ہیں, بس اس کو پانی سے سیراب کر دینا. لیکن ہائے عاشور کے دن جب حسین اصغر کو لے کے جاتے ہیں, یزیدی لشکر نے کس طرح سے سیراب کیا, تین شعبے کا تیر آتا ہے اس طرح سے چلتا ہے کہ گلو کے ایک طرف سے نکلتا آیا اور دوسری طرف نکل گیا. اس لیے امام عصر زیارت جب پڑھتے ہیں عاشور کی اس میں جناب علی اصغر کو یہی کہتے ہیں المذبوح, یعنی وہ بچہ جو عاشور کے دن ذبح کر دیا. الا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين سيعلم الذين ظلموا اي منقلب ينقلبون. خداوند اس قلیل عباد قبول فرما, ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے, ہماری توفیقات میں اضافہ فرما. خداوند اس علی کا واسطہ, علی کی سیرت کا واسطہ, علی کے عدل و انصاف کا واسطہ, علی کی مہربانی اور شفقت کا واسطہ, ہم لوگوں میں وہ صلاحیت پیدا کر کہ ہم آپس میں ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ اور دوسرے غیروں کے ساتھ بھی عدل و انصاف کی زندگی کی بنیاد پر زندگی بسر کر سکیں. خداوندہ اسی علی کی ضربت کا واسطہ, ان کی مظلومیت کا واسطہ, عالم انسان ابھی جو ہیں کرونا وائرس کی اس مصیبت میں گرفتار ہے, خداوندہ اس مصیبت کو رفع دفع فرما. خصوصاً جو مومنین جہاں بھی ہیں جو گرفتار ہیں کرونا وائرس میں, ان کو شفاء کاملہ اور عاجلہ عنایت فرما. خداوندہ امام کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم.